The ground keeps shaking in Turkey and Syria. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, hit by aftershocks the day after a powerful earthquake followed by another almost as strong.
We started taking people out and we heard screams, but we did not know the source. We did not see anyone. They were all under the rubble.
And the search through the wreckage continues. It's up to at least 5,000 dead, more than 20,000 injured, an untold number buried, perhaps still alive, in thousands of collapsed buildings.
Search and rescue teams from around the world are joining the effort to find survivors. It's help that's badly needed.
It's a very difficult task for us. We need the international community to do something. Northwest Syria now, it's a disaster area.
That's Ismail Al-Abdullah, a volunteer with the Syrian opposition emergency group, the White Helmets.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. A police officer was shot and killed early this morning in Milwaukee. We don't know the details yet. The day after, an officer was shot and killed in McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Another cop was wounded, now recovering at home, responding to a call of a man with mental health issues.
We encountered a third McKeesport officer. He again produced the firearm and fired at that officer. There was an exchange of gunfire, and the subject was wounded.
Allegheny County Police Superintendent Christopher Kearns, that man now stable in a hospital. A man with neo-Nazi ties and a woman facing charges in Maryland accused of plotting to attack Baltimore's power grid, cutting off electricity. FBI Special Agent in Charge Thomas Sobosinski says the two hoped
it would lay this city to waste.
President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address tonight, touting a strong job market and lower inflation after a price spike Republicans blamed him for.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy preempted the president's address, saying yesterday that America's future depends on less government spending and that cuts are the way that he will compromise on raising the debt ceiling.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Someone somewhere in Washington state got lucky last night. The only Powerball winner. Ticket worth $754 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Senators will get a briefing Thursday on that Chinese spy balloon shot down Saturday off the South Carolina coast, where U.S. Navy divers keep recovering debris. Remnants China wants back, saying it's their property. Republicans think President Biden waited too long, letting the balloon cross over military sites, crisscross America. Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox,
if you think it's spying on America, this balloon, why wouldn't you shoot it down over Alaska?
The White House says waiting to shoot down the suspected Chinese spy balloon over the Atlantic was the safest option and allowed defense officials to collect valuable intelligence,
giving us a better chance to get information from the Chinese surveillance balloon payload.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. U.S. government officials tell Fox News debris from the balloon shot down off the Carolina coast will be analyzed at an FBI processing lab in Quantico, Virginia. China claiming ownership of a second balloon spotted over Latin America, but alleges both are climate research airships that strayed off course. The Pentagon says the balloon is part of a broader spying program from Beijing. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's an update out of Virginia on the six-year-old boy who shot and wounded his first-grade teacher last month.
The attorney for the wounded teacher says the boy constantly cursed at staff and teachers, chased students around, and tried to whip them with his belt. And she claims the boy once choked another teacher until she couldn't breathe. The incidents were described in a legal notice sent to the Newport News School District as teacher Abby Zwerner prepares to file a lawsuit. The legal notice was obtained by the Associated Press. It claims 2 days before the shooting, the boy slams Werner's cell phone and broke it and was suspended for a day. And it claims that several staffers warned school administrators that the day he returned, he brought a gun to school. His backpack was searched, but no gun was found. And it says he shot Werner while she sat at a reading table in class. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.